The running time for this Rain Hamcast podcast is 10 minutes 55 seconds. There is a station ID at 5 minutes 55 seconds, then 4-second pauses approximately every 3 minutes for timer resets.
This is the Rain Hamcast podcast for January 28, 2024. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0, DGY. If you have noodled around on the HF ham bands, you already know the chances of connecting with someone you haven't spoken to in decades are remote. This isn't to say it doesn't happen. It does. This is the story of two American airmen who served together in Korea in the 70s, later left the Air Force, went their own ways, and were reunited years later on ham radio. Former Rain reader Rick Johnson, KD9VZD, picks up the story.
I'm Rick Johnson, KD9VZD. Did you see the movie Frequency? Dennis Quaid plays Frank Sullivan, a modern-day son of a long-dead fireman. Using an old Heath Kit radio and some imagination, Frank Sullivan traveled back in time to solve a mystery and save his father's life. Can we really use amateur radio for time travel? Before December 8, 2001, Jerry Hampshire, KB9 WCT from Godfrey, Illinois, would have said no. Jerry picks up the story with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP.
On December 8th in the evening, I was working W2W, Special Events Station, commemorating Pearl Harbor on 20 meters, and the location was out east, I believe Baltimore, Maryland. I just happened to be searching around 20 meters and heard them, so I put out my call, and I got an immediate response and, of course, exchanged information to get a certificate. Immediately after I contacted the station, I heard another station, didn't pay much attention to it, took note of the gentleman's name and call sign. That was about it. After K0SSE, who was the last station to contact the special event station, the special event station closed down. He went to QRT. So I listened to the frequency for a moment. It was 14250. So I just pressed the microphone key and QRZ, KB9WCT. So immediately the other station, K0SSE, came back. I had already made a note of the gentleman's name, Oscar, and we struck up just a casual conversation. When he found out I lived in Godfrey, Illinois, he indicated that he had been at Scott Air Force Base in 1958, and I believe he said he earned his ham ticket there at the time. After a few more minutes, I told him I was also in the Air Force and was stationed in Germany and Korea and several other locations. At that point, he indicated that he had been in Korea also in 1974 and had served as a communication squadron commander at Kwangju Air Base in the Republic of Korea. I was so excited at that time, I immediately pressed my microphone button and replied, "Major Hall, this is Sergeant Hampshire, who worked for you at Kwangju Air Base." And we then carried on for, another 15 minutes or so, reminiscing about the air base and so on, and he was incredibly surprised, and I didn't know that Major Hall was a ham. He didn't know that I was either. And I explained to him that I'd actually become interested in ham radio because I was a Mars volunteer at the Mars station in our squadron building. It seemed interesting that this come full circle almost 27 years later.
Major Oscar Hall, K0SSE.
He called me, and I didn't recognize the caller, know the caller. He told me that he'd only gotten his license about 2 years ago, I believe it was. And we started talking about, you know, what we'd been doing, and I retired from the Air Force. As I was retired from the Air Force, I did microwave maintenance and was stationed in Korea. So, well, I was stationed in Korea in 1974, and then we realized that we had known each other, served together back in 1974. Having a chance to talk with him was really quite a surprise. One, that he remembered me. Two, that we had, by sheer coincidence, we meet up on the air. And, of course, we talked about a few of the things that occurred back in 1974 and what's happened to us since then. Actually, on the air-wise, that's the only contact that I have made and all my years of hamming with somebody that I've been stationed with somewhere. And I know there were others that were active and whatnot, but he's the only one that I've run across on the air. I was the commander of the squadron at the time, and he worked in our maintenance control. Maintenance control had the responsibility of collecting up outages of equipment and whatnot, and then dispatching repair crews daily the commander of the squadron was briefed on the status of the equipment and whatnot, what actions were being taken to repair the gear and so forth. And he was one of the persons that briefed me on the situation, on our maintenance situation. So it was quite interesting to hear from him after all these years. That's been 26 years ago. Good gosh. And to think that somebody would even remember me after all these years. And, of course, I was real glad to hear from him. I really hadn't been on HF since when I left the service in 79. Did a lot of hamming in Japan. Worked Mars. Also did it in Korea, working Mars and whatnot. Once I came back to the States, I really didn't do much of anything on HF. My gear just kind of sat dormant. Last December, in fact, bought a new rig, and it sat for about 6 months, actually. So that was how we run across each other. I got back on the air. I've been trying to get real active now on HF after all these years, and that's been a lot of fun, too.
You're listening to the amazing story of two former U.S. airmen who served together in Korea in the 70s, went their ways shortly after, but were reunited years later on ham radio in 2001. Rain's Hap Holly, KCNIRP, will resume speaking with these two hams after this break for station ID.
Oscar, one of the great things about the Internet is its reliability. But what the Internet cannot do that ham radio can is provide that element of surprise as to who you might run into right out of the blue on the air.
Oh, that's true. And certainly this proves it. I first got my license in 1958, and I have had a lot of good contacts, whatnot, no doubt about that. But the two that really stick in my mind, one, the contact that I had with Jerry, and then another one back in 1973 when I was stationed in Japan. In 1973, I was trying to work 73 countries in 73 days for 73 Magazine. And I was on the air. A lady came on who was interested in talking to Father Moran, who was the only ham in Nepal. He was quite famous. There's been a book out about him. He would come up on what was known as the CNET, Southeast Asian Net. When she came up, she asked if I would like to have Brazil. I said, yes, I hadn't made contact with Brazil. And she told me she wanted to speak with Father Moran. And I said, well, I can go get him, which she did make contact with him. And talking with her, it turns out I had gone to high school with a fellow from Brazil. Hadn't heard anything of him in the 21 years or whatnot since graduating from high school and hadn't seen him. I mentioned his name to her, and she didn't know him. And, well, you know, this was in São Paulo, Brazil, and there's 2 million people there. Couldn't really expect you to know just one person out of that. But after I finished talking with her and she signed off, there was another gentleman on there that came on that knew her. And he told me that she was the equivalent of the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare in Brazil at the time. 1 week to the day, I received a QSL card from her. And she said she had found this high school friend and that he remembered me in our days in high school. That night, I was on the air again. She heard me, and she said, I'm going to get Frank and let you talk with him. And I was telling her, no, I couldn't do that because it was in Japan, and Japan did not allow third-party traffic. But she insisted, and she went off. I was nervous as all get-out about this contact. And she came back and said, well, she couldn't get a hold of him, said he was out of office, and I have to understand that he was quite busy because he was president of four banks in São Paulo. Her name was Inga Tobias. I've tried to see if her call was still active or whatnot, and she's not in the call book anymore, so I don't know what became of her. But those two contacts, that one with Jerry from back in my military days and meeting someone from my high school, or at least try to make contact with someone for me back in my high school days. So those are two contacts I'll remember.
That's the warm, fuzzy story about two men whose lives had journeyed in vastly different directions, but whose paths happily crossed after 26 years thanks to ham radio. That's one of the joys of calling CQ on the HF bands. You just never know who's going to answer your call. I'm Rick Johnson, K9VZD.
This has been Rain Hamcast Podcast number 107, a storied tale of two American airmen who served together in Korea in the 1970s, left the service, and went their own ways, and were reunited by chance 26 years later on ham radio in December 2001. Thanks to Jerry Hampshire formerly KD9WCT, now IG0M, of Alton, Illinois, Major Oscar Hall, K0SSE from Denver, Colorado, Hap Holly, KC9RP, Rain Producer, and Rick Johnson, KD9VZD, for contributing to this 2001 Rain Report. Rain founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, edits and produces this biweekly radio hamcast without monetization. Your support via PayPal and feedback on therainreport.com are appreciated. Rain programming is made available under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You are encouraged to share, post, and transmit the Rain Hamcast in its entirety via amateur radio. Thanks to Tom Shimizu and 9JDR for posting a not-for-broadcast version of these podcasts via the Rain Report channel on YouTube. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming.